our speed.
That's what I want.
You did everything that you could.
Yes, sir. You do everything the coach told you to do.
There wasn't one more thing that you could have done.
Yes, sir. All of you around that ball. All of you.
Can you live in that moment?
Yes, sir.
If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
Now, Chicagoland's premier prep football recap show. This is Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN. Here's your host, Sam Panionovich.
This is it. It's the end of the line in Illinois high school football. Welcome to it, the season finale of Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. It's a long road, and it starts with practice in the summer. Triples usually start around July, so it's been a long journey, and this is the culmination of a long season. I want to thank all the people that have checked in this year from the Chicago Tribune media family and our coaches. We had a coach on pretty much every week throughout the whole season, and countless reporters, and so many stories and so many scores and so many stats. And, you know, to wrap up this season, this is the fifth year I've worked on this show and the fourth that I've hosted it. And it's just really cool to see the way that these programs change over time. I mean, a lot of these coaches have been there for years, but the players obviously recycle every 4 years. You come in as a freshman when you're 13, 14 years old, and you leave when you're 17 or 18. And it's a long journey, and there are lots of sacrifices, countless hours on the field, lots of blood, sweat, and tears. And this is really the last time that a lot of these kids, thousands of kids across Illinois, tens of thousands around the whole country, that will never play football again. And these are things you'll talk about throughout the rest of your lives. The older you get, and I just went through my 10-year anniversary in high school, you'll always talk about Mark Oliver's big tackle and Ron Newcomb playing two ways and catching that game-winning touchdown in 06 against Lincoln Way East, and Kevin Ryan blowing the tackle on special teams and letting Wheaton Warrenville South go for a punt touchdown. You'll always remember these things. You'll joke about these things and laugh about these things, and that's what makes high school football so amazing. It just brings communities together, and it brings people together, and it's a pretty special weekend. We have the eight champions right here. Well, the 8A game's still underway. Lincoln Way East and Loyola. That one will wrap up in the next half hour. Your champions, though, in 7A, Batavia, their second title. 6A, Prairie Ridge, back-to-back in 6A, their third title overall. Phillips in 5A, their second, and their second in the last 3 years. Rochester, a perennial powerhouse in 4A. They won their seventh title and their seventh in the last 8 years. Back-to-back crowns in 3A for IC Catholic and their fourth overall. First crown for Gibson City, Melvin Sibley in 2A. And the third title in 1A for Lena Winslow. So congrats to all those champions. And we will have the decided game, 8A, Lincoln Way East and Loyola. Last check, Loyola was up 14-13 on Lincoln Way East. I wanted to read this to you. This is a column from Bill Broderick from the Battle Creek Inquirer in Battle Creek, Michigan. And the title of the piece, this was written a couple years back, but I thought it was pretty special. It's called My Message to Senior Football Players. Look around, take it in, appreciate the moment. It'll all be gone oh so fast. And once it's gone, all you will have are memories that will last a lifetime. For most of the seniors playing high school football, this will be your last time under the lights, your last time strapping on the helmet, the last time you join your teammates in battle on the gridiron. You will walk off your high school field for the final time, and believe me, it will be emotional. At least it should be, if you're paying attention. Take it from an old football player, from your dads or coaches or anyone you want to ask that once wore your school colors against the green and white grass in the shadow of your high school. Playing for your high school football team is something you will always remember, the memories of which you will always cherish, because these are your glory days, the times of your lives you will not get back. Take it from an old player. Football brings out the greatest range of emotions from the largest groups of people. It is played in stadiums that are the cathedrals of sports, where a community comes out in the largest numbers and shares experiences of hometown heroes on Friday nights throughout the fall. But they can only share those experiences. It is you, the seniors, who are living it and enjoying it for the final time. Oh, how those fans in the stands that were once in your shoes wish they were you. They will be there too. Maybe former teammates, just a year removed from being by your side, but now cheering from the bleachers. It could be a teacher, a neighbor, a friend, all knowing that you will be feeling when the scoreboard strikes zero for your final game. Or maybe it's your dad who locks eyes with you through your face mask, hoping you will see how proud he is of you. They are all hoping to share the same message I have today. Look around, take it in, appreciate the moment. It'll all be gone oh so fast. But the memory will be with you for a lifetime. Pretty powerful stuff there from Bill Broderick, columnist at the Battle Creek Inquirer. We will check scores. We're going to grab a quick timeout. Joe Romano will bring you the scores from 1 to 8A. We'll talk to Mike Helfgott, our preps expert from the Tribune. He'll join us about 10:17 or so. And then in the second half of the show, two more Tribune reporters, Mike Clark and Pat DiSebato. This is Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
Tabulating game scores.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
Championship weekend in DeKalb in all eight classes with all the scores. Joe Romano.
All right, here we go. So we got a game going on actually right now, as a matter of fact. In the fourth quarter, Lincoln Wake East leads Loyola Academy 23-14, 3:44 to go.
Uh-oh.
So obviously we got seven finals in the books. Let's go 1-7. Starting in 1A, Lena Winslow, 21-20 over Tuscola. Ravion Valentine had 19 carries for a 140 and two tutties. In 2A, Gibson Melvin Sibley, 38-32 over Moroa Forsyth. Kind of butchering these names here. Nathan Garrard hit Bryce Barnes with a game-winning 23-yard touchdown pass with a minute and 8 seconds left. IC Catholic rolled in 3A, 35-0. That's they just repeated as 3A champs. Lazarick Eatman ran for 237 yards and four tutties. 4A, Rochester, 24-21 over Morris. Clay Alouette hit a 24-yard field goal as time expired. In 5A, Phillips, 33-7 over Dunlap. Phillips held Dunlap to just 175 yards of total offense. Terrence Taylor had 7 tackles and 3 sacks. In 6A, Prairie Ridge 28, Nazareth 21, great game. Evans Sampson, our guy, had 35 carries for 155 yards and 2 touchdowns. He scored the game winner with just over a minute to play. And in 7A, this one went into overtime. Batavia beat Lake Zurich 21-14. Eric Patterson had 10 catches for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns. Batavia quarterback Riley Cooper was 28-42. He threw the ball 42 times, 295 yards and 3 touchdown passes. And as we said, to start this thing off, 8A still going on. Loyola Academy trails Lincoln Way East 23-14. About 3 minutes to play in that one.
10:15, scoreboard sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. And it's also time to know that this week on Chicago's Best, it's everything you've been asking for. You begged and pleaded and succeeded. Chicago's Best, most requested restaurants. Most best requested restaurants. Say that 6 times fast. Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. So as we have chronicled throughout our season, this is it. This is the end of the line in high school football in Illinois. It's been a rotating set for where championship weekend is. When I was a kid and when I was in high school, it was in Champaign at Memorial Stadium. They've also done Bloomington, home of ISU. This year it's in DeKalb, home of the NIU Huskies. And I like the rotation. I like them to mix and match it around, but this is going to be a whale of a finish in 8A. As Joe just told you, Lincoln Way East has regained the lead and they lead Loyola in that 8A bracket. And we have the rest of those 7A champions. And we'll give you those scores again at about 10:45. Mike Helfgott is standing by, our Chicago Tribune preps expert, and then Mike Clark in the second half along with Pat DiSebato. WGN Radio Theater will be coming up at 11 o'clock. That Rochester story, too, is Rochester in 4A. 7 titles in the last 8 years is truly amazing, at least in this age when it's so tough to continuously put a good team together year after year after year. How about that, Mike Helfgott, who joins us now on the phone? Another state title for Rochester, 7 in the last 8 years. That is outstanding.
Yeah, Ken Leonard, their coach. Derek Leonard, the son of Ken Leonard, is the Sacred Heart Cooking coach. He's just done an incredible job. He's a guy who really just is great at coaching offense, and his offense is always sophisticated. They always have a quarterback that has a great passing game. And he's still a relatively young guy. He's the kind of guy that, you know, would probably make a good college coach, quite frankly. He's a real good actually knows guys, and also a guy that, you know, obviously commands the respect of an entire program.
You would think a guy like that not to judge him because I don't know him all that well, you would think a guy like that would possibly look for greener pastures, maybe look at college, maybe, you know, have higher aspirations to coach at different levels. But I have so much respect for the guys, and we've talked about the John Hollisecks and the Frank Lentis and the Rob Zvonars and the Dave Nseras who stay at one place for long periods of time, and that's exactly what they've done with this coaching staff at Rochester. 7 titles in the last 8 seasons in 4A. Truly incredible. I think most of these games, I mean, there were a couple games that weren't all that close, but you look at 1A, a one-point finish, O'Reilly in 2A for Gibson City, Melvin Sibley. IC Catholic in 3A kind of wiped the floor with Pleasant Plains, but a close game in 4A, a close game pretty much all the way around in 6A. In 7A, the game went to overtime. I'm pretty satisfied with the way this weekend shaped up. Bless you.
Yeah, for sure.
Bless you.
Dave Bernhard, you know, the play-by-play announcer on the game, the 8A game right now, I'll call them the best set of games, you know, maybe that they've ever had. And they, you know, they're not a guy who in hyperbole anyway. You know, if you say so, he's probably right.
We're gonna try and establish a better phone connection with Mike Helfgott. Apparently he's calling from the Batcave. So it's tough to get that in order. You know, you look at the teams that that are still playing right now, Lincoln Way East and Loyola, their first ever meeting, and it comes in the 8A championship game, and it was 7-0, and then it was 7-7, and then it was 13-7, and then 14-13. It's just back and forth. It's like a ping pong match between two of the greatest programs in the state, between the Griffins of Lincoln Way East, a public school on the southwest side, southwest suburbs for that matter, and Loyola, old gold in the Catholic League blue. Loyola has won a couple championships. They won one with John Hurster in the mid-90s and then again with John Hollisek in 2015. Let's try and reestablish with Mike Helfgott. So, Samson Evans, you told me in August was the best player in the state. He was your pick to win the Helfgott Heisman. He had 3 touchdowns again today as Prairie Ridge held off and won their state championship game. They needed a defensive stand at the goal line to win that game in 6A. Your thoughts on the season Samson Evans put together?
Oh, I'm just, you know, I don't know when the Helfgott Heisman banquet's going to be, but there will certainly be a lot to talk about, and not just this season with that guy, but what a career. I mean, I think it's over 6,000 yards rushing, 2 state championships, a 28-game winning streak, you know, and the ball's in his hands. Not only is the ball in his hands in every play as a quarterback, but as the option quarterback, he's making decisions. So not only is he a great athlete, he's making decisions on the fly and, you know, does it as well as anyone I've ever seen on this level.
7A game, that one was tied too between Batavia and Lake Zurich. You really were complimentary of the job Luke Mertens has done at Lake Zurich, especially with all the off the field stuff they had to deal with at Lake Zurich last year. Their season goes to overtime. It's a crushing loss, and you can really tell how important this is to all these kids. In high school, kids are still going to be criers, man. They're still going to cry when their high school careers are over. But a great run by Lake Zurich. They just lost to the better team, Batavia, in overtime.
Yeah, and certainly a game that could have gone either way. I mean, that poor kicker for Lake Zurich, you know, had a chance to make to win that game. You know, could have gone either way. And 2 programs, 2 public schools, where the towns just, you know, do an incredible job supporting their programs. And even after everything that happened at Lake Zurich last year, like you said, for them to be able to rally and, you know, and just raise that program right back to where it was, it's really a great story.
You've known Troy McAllister for some time. He's the head coach at Phillips on the south side. That school is in Bronzeville in CPS, and they were the first team 3 years ago to win a championship as a public league school from Chicago, and they win again this year in 5A. It wasn't really all that close. The job that Troy McAllister does, not only as a coach, but sort of like the parent away from home, he's really done a remarkable job at Phillips, hasn't he?
Well, that's what's such a cool thing about what's going on at Phillips is that they've created a place, you know, for kids to come in, and they know that they're going to be part of something positive, and they're going to have an opportunity to play for college coaches, and just sort of, you know, from a self-esteem standpoint. I mean, they're, you know, life in the inner city for a lot of people is difficult, and to have something like that, such a positive thing in kids' lives, is really a wonderful thing that they've built there.
Mike Helfgott with us on Preps Plus Chicago, the season finale on 720 WGN. We are sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. You've covered Preps for a long time now, and you've covered more than just football. But if you could paint the picture on why football seems to reign supreme as far as communities and crowds and fans and just the hype around the sport, what makes high school football, especially here in Illinois, so special? What makes the boat keep rowing?
You know, I think the fact that so many different people can be involved, you know, in a football game. It's not just the players, the cheerleaders, the band. And you know, it's once a week, and it's a relatively short season. So every game is an event, and it's something for sort of schools and entire communities to rally behind. And I think, you know, what we see in football more than any other sports is it really sometimes kind of does take a whole community, especially now with participation overall dwindling and with there sort of being some, you know, almost some negativity towards allowing kids to play. Places like Batavia in particular, it's a one town, one team. You know, all the kids are from there. It's not a regional school. And there's real cohesion. Dennis Piron, the head coach there, is just a truly dynamic guy. He's done an incredible job of making the whole town part of that program, really connecting the feeder program to the high school in a lot of different ways. And, you know, yeah, I think that shows up, and I think that's why the participation in that town on that roster is so great in that high school. And they win year after year, and, I mean, it certainly is not a coincidence.
We can talk about the 8A game. We can recap it now. It's a final in DeKalb. Lincoln Way East, the champions in 8A, they knock off Loyola 23-14. The second title for the Griffins and the second for Rob Zvonar, one in 2005 and one now in 2017. I'm not sure how much you caught with this game, but it was tight all the way down to the wire. It was 7-7. It was 14-13. This is about what you expected between Lincoln Way East and Loyola, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I did watch the game, and I mean, a game that could have gone either way. Loyola just sort of seems snake bitten these spots. They're now 1-4 in the state championships over the last 7 years, I think it is, and all similar games that kind of could have gone either way. Some uncharacteristic turnovers by Loyola, but you know, you got to hand it to Lincoln Way East. They were the team that really kind of stepped up, you know, when they had to.
That's Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune. He is our preps expert. We've been doing this a long time, man. I hate goodbyes, but it's been another great ride, and thank you for sitting shotgun with me. I know Kevin's not here to defend Hersey. I will pass him your warmest regards, and maybe we'll do this again next fall.
Can't wait.
Very excited per usual. Thanks, Coach. It's Mike Helfgott with us on Preps Plus Chicago, 720 WGN. Plenty more to get to. We'll wrap up the scores again. We'll get you more reports. We'll go out to DeKalb. Mike Clark and Pat DiSebato are on the scene. They've been there pretty much all weekend. I know Mike Clark has a tent in the parking lot. We'll see how he's been doing this weekend. It's Preps Plus Chicago, 720 WGN. It is Preps Plus, 1027. In the Allstate Showcase Studio on 720 WGN. Here are your champions. 8A, Lincoln Way East. 7A, Batavia. 6A, Prairie Ridge. 5A, Phillips. 4A, Rochester. 3A, IC Catholic. 2A, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley. 1A, Lena Winslow. I bring in producer Joe Romano here, who chronicled our picks from last week. Joe, Kevin, and myself, we picked all eight games straight up. Give me the results.
You and I tied for first place with a stellar 4-4 record.
I'll take 500.
Our pal Kevin, 3-5.
Well, you know what? That's what happens. You know, when you don't show up on championship weekend, they call that karma. So if Loyola would have won, because I picked Loyola, I had to rep the Catholic League Blue.
Yes, indeed.
And we had Rob Zvonar on the show this year, and I'm a big fan. I also had John Holosek on, so I was torn. I just went with the Catholic League Allegiance. And Loyola has not really performed that well in state title games over the last 5 years, as Mike Helfgott just told you. But Lincoln Way East with the win, that means I could have been 5-3.
So close.
So close. I also should not have picked Pleasant Plains over IC Catholic. I got really cute there. They were the 16 seed, and I love a good underdog. Joe, you know I love a good underdog.
Big fan of the underdogs.
Big fan of the dogs.
My biggest mistake was not going with Phillips. I think I picked Phillips in spite of the two of you picking Phillips. So that was a, you know.
We all started to fade each other.
Yeah.
Mid-segment. So you and I, 4-4. Kevin, 3-5. All right. Well, we can do better next year. But there's always a roster change on this show. I hope you know that. There's always a new part of this show. So hopefully your 4-4 record will save you going forward.
Giddy up.
Mike Clark will join us after we grab a timeout. We'll check news with David Jennings, and then we'll get into our beat reporters. We've got Mike Clark on the scene, also Pat DiSebato on the scene. It's Preps Plus on WGN.
All of you around the pop, 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 pop.
Now, back to Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
.10:36, Preps Plus Chicago, 720 WGN. Sam Panayotovich with you until 11 o'clock. DJ, you still there? David?
Yes?
I'm getting texts wondering about snow. I know you're not a weatherman per se, but what do you know about the snow in the forecast? Anything?
There isn't any yet.
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet. Stop looking for trouble, folks, okay?
Hey,
it will get here soon enough, and as usual, you will immediately forget how to drive in it, even though you see it every year.
You want it until you get it.
Yeah,
you know. You want it until you get it.
Don't look for it. It'll get here when it's supposed to get here.
And everybody loves it when it's falling down and trickling and swirling in the lights, and it's on Michigan Avenue, and then it gets hard, turns into ice, and then everybody wants to cry about it.
Yeah, because they forget how to drive.
Or forget how to walk. I see people slipping and sliding all the time.
Or walk, that too.
Okay, so no snow
don't rush it.
In
don't
the
rush
forecast.
It. Don't push it.
David
just
says don't rush and don't push it. All right. We have our champions. Joe Romano will get you scores in just a second. I am continuously impressed. As I type this out before the show, Rochester winning their 7th state title in 8 years in the 4A class. They beat Morris, and that was a really crazy finish last night. Rochester kicked the game-winning field goal at the final buzzer, and they won that game by a field goal. They won by 3. But a sad note from Morris. I don't know if you remember Bill Gramatica. He's the brother of Martin Gramatica. They were both kickers in the NFL. It reminded me of that scene when Bill Gramatica kicked the field goal to win a game with Arizona, with the Cardinals in the NFL. He was celebrating the field goal, and he landed wrong and tore his knee up. That's what happened yesterday to the kicker from Morris. And I felt for the kid. I felt so bad. He made a field goal to tie the game. I think they made it 21-21. And he was celebrating. And he jumped up to high-five two of his teammates. And when he landed and planted, the knee just buckled. And I would imagine there are long-term repercussions there. You never like to see that, especially in high school. And, of course, it's always sad. I mean, we celebrate the championships, and we celebrate these great seasons for these 8 state champions. But I always think about the kids that are never going to play again. And I read that article from the Battle Creek Inquirer. If you have a chance, I would check it out. If you have a son or a grandson that plays football and his career is over, I would send that link. You can find it on Google. Just Google Bill Broderick, message to senior football players. I read that off the top of the show. Just a message to all these kids that will never play again. And, of course, this show will be podcasted on WGNradio.com pretty much right after the show is done, if you missed it. But the column, Bill Broderick, my message to senior football players. Let's get a check of our final scores from Illinois High School football this season. Championship weekend is come and gone, and Joe Romano has you covered.
Tabulating game scores.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
8 champs in the books. We just saw it wrap up. Lincoln Way East, 23-14 over Loyola. That was in 8A. 7A, Batavia and Lake Zurich went to overtime. Batavia won 21-14. We got 6A, Prairie Ridge 28, Nazareth 21. In 5A, Phillips 33, Dunlap 7. Phillips defense held the Dunlap offense to 175 yards. Terrence Taylor, 7 tackles, 3 sacks. In 4A, Rochester 24, Morris 21, as Sam was just talking about. In 3A, ICC repeats as 3A champs. Lazarick Eatman, 237 yards and 4 touchdowns, and a 35-0 winner over Pleasant Plains. In 2A, Gibson Melvin Sibley, 38-32 over Moroa Forsyth. And in 1A, Lena Winslow, 21-20 over Tuscola. That is your Preps Plus scoreboard.
Thank you, Joey. Jojo, it's 10:40. We are waiting to tag in. I'm texting with Mike Clark right now during your scoreboard, and he says he would like to do 10:50. We're still waiting to hear back from Pat DiSebeto. That's the problem when we schedule a Preps Plus show at 10 o'clock and the games go late. That game didn't kick off until, I think, 7:30 or 7:40. So they are in the postgame session right now. I'd love to hear what these coaches have to say, both Rob Zvonar for Lincoln Way East and John Holosek for Loyola. That scoreboard was sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. I did like 2 and 2A, and I stumbled with this all morning. I had to practice, and I had to say these multiple times. Joey, you had Gibson City Melvin Sibley against Moroa Forsyth.
Yeah, I don't know if I pronounced them correctly or not.
Two teams, 6 names. your champion, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley. And those are all Gibson City, Melvin, and Sibley are all three separate towns. And that's a consolidated school district. So
that sounds unfair.
They pour in. Well, and again, we talk about this all the time. You know, I hear from people in Batavia and Barrington, well, Mount Carmel recruits, Loyola recruits. There's 3,000 people that go to Barrington. I get emails all the time from Mount Carmel. I got out of there in 07, and I get emails because the school is bleeding. The school is hurting. Enrollment is down. The endowment fund is down. They need investments, and they need donations, and they need money just to keep that building afloat. And there are like 800 people in that school. Now, do they pull from different area codes? Yes. Do they pull from different zip codes? Yes. But they have to. They have to recruit an entire student body. It's not just about sports. I mean, it helps to have good athletes, and that's what they plan to do. Not just Mount Carmel, not just St. Rita, not just Marist on the south side, not just St. Pat's on the northwest side. All of the private schools have to recruit a student body. They have their entrance exams. They have shadow days. They have all these things where they try and get people in the doors and keep them in that little tight-knit window. And then maybe one day they decide, rather than go to TF South, they'll go to Marian Catholic. Or rather than go to, you know, I don't know, Matt, rather than go to Crane, they end up going to, you know, a magnet school like Whitney Young. I mean, all these schools are doing the same thing. They're trying to get people in the door. So I've always despised that argument, public and private. And that is just a testament. In 8A, it doesn't matter if you're public or private. Lincoln Way East, public school, beats Loyola, private school. Lincoln Way East has a lot of people in that area.
I would guess,
and of course they were just a closing. Lincoln Way North closed, and they poured a lot of people into both Lincoln Way East and Lincoln Way Central. The enrollment at Lincoln Way East, 2,916. Hold on to that number, 2,916. At Loyola, well, they have there's a bigger school at Loyola, 2,047. With the multiplier, though, they get kicked up to 3,400. Mount Carmel's enrollment, I know, is in the high hundreds. Mount Carmel, Chicago enrollment, 1,238. Okay, better than I thought. But still, comparing schools with 1,200 kids and 3,500 kids is just ridiculous.
Yeah, point still valid.
Okay, granted, they recruit, but this school takes kids from all around the area.
Yeah.
So that's my soapbox. I only have another 17 minutes to sit on it.
I wonder what the recruitment is like for a non-athlete. Because like you said, they just need people to fill classrooms.
Well, they recruit athletics and academics.
And academics. So I wonder if they use athletics as a pitch to those non-athletes, saying, hey, you can come here, you can get a great education. Also, you can watch a great basketball team, great football team.
Also, the facilities at public schools are five times better than every private school facility. Those facilities, like the facilities at Barrington and Batavia, the taxpayers pay for that.
Oh, yeah, the weight rooms, all that good stuff.
All of it.
Yep.
Video rooms, film rooms, you know, all that stuff. All of it is funded by the taxpayers. And private schools, they have to foot the bill for that. They get donations or they get whatever they have to get. They raise money, fundraisers. It's a silly argument. And people want to have separate brackets in the playoffs. They want to have a public bracket and a private bracket. Come on. Come on.
It was mostly good games this weekend.
I thought they were great. Most of them were decided by less than 4 points. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
I know the 1A game was a one-point game. The 2A game was a two-point game until the last touchdown happened. I think it was 38-32.
Yeah, and some of these happened, you know, right at the end here.
The 3A game wasn't close. The 4A game was decided by a field goal. Phillips had an easy test in 5A. But in 6A, the final in 6A between Prairie Ridge, was that?
28-21.
Oh, 28-21, so it was by a touchdown.
Yeah, 6A and 7A may have been the best games of the weekend.
7A in overtime by a touchdown. And Lincoln Way East and Loyola
was close to the end.
It was a one-point game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And you heard Mike Helfgott, who joined us in the first half hour of the show. He said that the broadcaster on CSN Chicago, don't call them CSN Chicago, NBC Sports Chicago, said that this was the best set of games he's called. And he called all 8 games, 4 yesterday and 4 today.
Wow.
So there you have it. We will go to DeKalb. We will dial in. We'll go from the 312 to the 815. That's next. We'll talk to Mike Clark or Pat DiSebato. We'll flip a coin, 720 WGN.
We're going to use our speed.
Do you hear me?
Go, go, go.
It's Preps Plus Chicago, yes, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
Preps Plus Chicago, 720 WGN. It's the final 11 minutes of our season. Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. I'm getting the eagle eye outside our studio from Bennett Wakenight, Joey. It's kind of creeping me out. Bennett Wakenight, fine staff member here at WGN Radio, bundled up in a hoodie and a hat. Looks like he's pretty cold. It's nice and warm in here, man. You got an ID. If you're cold, just come. Look at your friends are freezing. No gloves, no earmuffs. No flask, nothing. Oh, the speakers aren't working out. That's fine. I am making a trip tomorrow, by the way, to Lexington, Kentucky. I'm calling a basketball game at Kentucky. Never been to Lexington, Kentucky. I'm excited. UIC, I call their basketball and baseball. The Flames are playing at number 7, Kentucky. How about that for a non-conference test early in your season? 5 hours and 42 minutes. Down 90. And mostly down 65 through Louisville, and then we'll head east to Lexington. If you have any tips, if you've been to Lexington over these next 10 minutes, let me know where I should go eat. I've never been to Lexington. I'm excited to go to Rupp Arena, UIC at Kentucky. We're leaving at 8 in the morning tomorrow. Game is at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. So I'm jacked for that. That's a mecca in college basketball in Lexington, Rupp Arena. And I will get to see John Calipari's Kentucky Wildcats take on the UIC Flames. All right, on the phone right now, we finally have been able to locate Mike Clark. He sprinted out of the press room in the postgame conferences after the 8A title game. Lincoln Way East, they win their second state championship with a win over Loyola, 23-14. Mike, what did you learn in that postgame room?
I'm not sure what I learned in the postgame. I guess what we learned during the game, however, though, is that A.J. Henning is going to be a special talent. We kind of knew that coming into the season. He was a state medalist in track as a freshman last year for Lincoln Way East. He's one of those guys that Rob Zavonar, the Lincoln Way East coach, was talking about when he said this is the fastest team he's ever had. And, you know, today they needed him. They needed some kind of a spark on offense. Loyola played great on defense, but A.J. Henning broke off a couple of long runs in the second half, a 63-yarder. And a 42-yarder, and that was the difference in the game. And, you know, just a remarkable season for Lincoln Way East. I mean, look at the schedule that they played. They beat Maine South, the defending 8A champs, twice. They beat Creedmoney. They beat Homewood Fossmore. They beat Bolingbrook. They beat Lincoln Way Central. Just an incredible run for Lincoln Way East to get to this point. So, you know, what a great way to cap off the season.
I saw the first play from scrimmage for Loyola. Quarterback dropped back, threw a pass into the flat, and Lincoln Way East set the tone, Mike, on that first play. They forced a fumble. Eventually, Loyola fell back on it. Their quarterback fell back on it, but Lincoln Way East set the tone right away defensively, and they held Loyola to just 14 points. I was also impressed, and you mentioned A.J. Henning, who was running the offense out of the Wildcat. That's because Lincoln Way East quarterback Brendan Morrissey, he had to come off the field. He was limping the entire game.
Yeah, he was talking about it actually in the post game. That is one thing I learned. He said he was in a little trouble going laterally. He said, you know, going straight ahead, he was fine, but having a little bit of trouble making the cuts, just a little bit banged up. I mean, it's been a long 14-game season, obviously, for a lot of these guys. You know, both sides had some key players banged up, but yeah, I mean, you know, that's the thing. You know, Lincoln Way East has 100 kids on the roster, and you know, at some point in the season, you know, they've had to call on an awful lot of them. You know, we've seen different games where different kids have stepped up. You know, Morrissey's been big all season long. Devin O'Rourke, the Northwestern recruit, you know, who we're going to be hearing a lot about on WGN over the next 4 years, I think, because he is just such a force on defense. You know, on and on. You know, we could spend the rest of the night talking about some of these key kids from Lincoln Way East, but you know, that's the reason why they're the 8A champs in a really, really tough 8A bracket this year.
That's Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune Papers. He's the lead preps writer for the entire family of Tribune Papers. He joins us on Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. What was your favorite game? And I'm not going to let you answer 8A because you just covered that game, and that game is fresh. Outside of 8A, what was the best game?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm not sure how closely you followed the games, but I mean, you know, we had a walk-off field goal last night for Rochester over Morris. That was a great game. Samson Evans had, you know, a typical Samson Evans game. Ran for two touchdowns, ran a punt back 73 yards for another one, returned a couple of kickoffs for like 80-some yards. So, and Prairie Ridge wrapped up, you know, a second straight 14-0 season. You know, in 7A, you know, a big game for Batavia over Lake Zurich, you know, two more defensive teams. But one of the coolest things about that was is that the Batavia seniors, they were eighth graders sitting way up at the top of Husky Stadium 4 years ago when Batavia won in 2013. And they were made a vow at that point. They said, we're going to come back here and we're going to win one for ourselves. And they did it. So, you know, just a lot of great stories this weekend.
Mike, I want to ask you about the run that Rochester has been on, and I sound like a broken record. I brought this up now four times on the show in just 55 minutes, but when you win seven state titles in 8 years, I mean, that has to be unprecedented in Illinois. The only thing that comes to mind in sports is the run with John Wooden at UCLA with all the national championships and those massive winning streaks. Seven titles in 8 years for Rochester.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they had five in a row. They lost to Belleville Altoff in the sixth year. Then they've won two more in a row. It is remarkable. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, in 4A, you know, they're downstate. They're in 4A, so, you know, maybe they get overlooked a little bit up here. But, you know, I mean, to do it that long with that many different kids, you know, that passing through the program, I mean, there's a reason. I mean, and that family is kind of an interesting coaching family. I mean, Ken Leonard, who's the coach at Sacred Heart Griffin, is the winningest coach in state history. He's like four wins ahead of Frank Lenny, I believe. And his son is Derek Leonard. He's the coach at Rochester. He's won seven titles out of eight seasons. So, you know, a lot of state championships in that family.
Let's look at the ride for Prairie Ridge now, too. I mean, you talked about this already. Samson Evans, a great game for him, but that is back-to-back titles for the Wolves in 6A. Samson Evans, you told us three touchdowns already, but I think, you know, to hold off and get that goal line stand, and you and I were texting a little bit, you know, throughout the weekend. I was texting you last night when that kicker on Morris got hurt when he was celebrating that tying field goal. But, you know, I texted you in the 6A game because I didn't see the finish. Can you set the stage exactly how strong that stand was? Because Prairie Ridge was up by a touchdown in the final seconds, and they got that stand at the goal line, correct?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, some of the details are in a blur right now. I mean, what I remember.
Right. You've only covered six games in like 20 hours.
I know, you know. I'm going to have to plead the fifth on that one. I mean, the lingering image out of 6A is just Samson just refusing to lose. I mean, as we've seen so many times over the course of the season. And I mean, you know, Nazareth was really strong in that game, you know. I'm not sure a lot of people, you know, people were certainly thinking about Prairie Ridge. You know, I don't know how many people gave Naz much of a chance in that game, but Naz was every bit as good, you know, but they didn't have Samson Evans on their side, and that's kind of what it came down to.
If I asked you to give a letter grade for the playoffs, all the classes just combined into one, what would the letter grade be for the 2017 playoffs?
Well, I think the thing is, I'd give it an A-minus. You know, I mean, I don't know that it's ever going to be perfect, but, you know, man, the 8A bracket all the way through was amazing. You know, there were some early-round games that were just remarkable. Maine South, Naperville Central, HF were early-round games, you know, and those could have been much later-round games a lot of years. And the state finals were great this year, too. I mean, you know, that's one of the topics of conversation down out here in DeKalb is that how many of the games were great this year. We've had some years where there've been a lot of blowouts, really not much compelling football, but man, this year there were so many great games and so many great performances.
That's Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune family. He's on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. You deserve a vacation, my friend. Great season out of you. I know you're going to get into basketball pretty soon, but incredible job this year. Thanks for coming on every single week with us, and we will continue to read your stuff in the papers. I appreciate it, Mike.
It's been a lot of fun, Sam. I look forward to doing it next year.
That's Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune media family. Ask and you shall receive on 50,000 watts. I talked about the fact that I'm going to Kentucky tomorrow, driving through to call a basketball game, UIC at Kentucky. The game is in Lexington. Kim Gordon from our newsroom said, Joe Bologna's for pizza or Columbia Steakhouse. From the 414, go to the Merrick Inn, fabulous restaurant in Lexington. Only the locals know about the Merrick Inn. And right now we have a phone call from Kentucky. Josh joins us now on WGN. Hello, Josh.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you help me?
I'm actually live in Chicago, but I'm from Louisville, and then I went to school in Lexington, Kentucky, with the University of Kentucky, best college basketball team in the country.
Well, that's debatable. Just a little bit. You're not biased or anything. You don't have blue blood.
No, not biased at all. But you got to check out Bourbon in Toulouse. It's down on Euclid Avenue. It has like a New Orleans Creole feel. Very small family owned business. But it's like the best food that you can get. And I'm a vegetarian, but I obviously have been there a lot with meat eaters. And, man, you can find something for everybody there. But it has the best New Orleans type of feel food down there. It's great.
Okay. I will check that out. Thanks for checking in, Josh.
Bourbon and Toulouse.
Bourbon and Toulouse. Okay. All right. Cool. I'll be back in 6 seconds on 720 WGN.
Chicago's Conversation.
Learn something new on 720 WGN.
Text from the 773, enough with this BS, who really cares? Well, obviously you care because you texted in, jerk. 11 o'clock on the screw, 720 WGN. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Appreciate all your help this year. Thanks to Kevin Powell, who was not here for the finale. Again, your state champions, 8A Lincoln Way East, 7A Batavia, 6A Prairie Ridge, 5A Phillips, 4A Rochester, 3A IC Catholic, 2A Gibson City, and 1A Lena Winslow. Great job by you, Joe Romano, all year long. My name is Sam Panionovich, signing off for another season of Preps Plus Chicago. The podcast will be available on WGNRadio.com.